Hi, everyone. Welcome to Appliance Advisors. I'm Francesco, joined as always by Dennis.
Hi, Fred.
All right. So today we're going to talk about something that I know you are really passionate about. And the question is, why should I buy a warming grill?
Finally,
something I've heard you answer a million times.
Finally, someone will listen to me. Okay. probably something that doesn't get talked about enough, or it just seems like an extravagant extra expense, whether it's built into the oven or it's a separate warming grill. But I think people need to really think about their daily lives. And 90% of Americans, we live too fast-paced a life, and we're passing in the night, or we're just rushed. Mm-hmm. So, you know, think about if you have young children or just busy business lives, and there's more than one person in the home, you know, being able to put food into a warming draw that holds food for generally up to about 2.5 hours, the same state in which you cooked it, okay? And it does that by having a much lower temperature than trying to keep your oven on warm, which is generally still around 250 degrees, which is cooking food and drying it out.
Exactly.
So it runs a much lower temperature range, generally between 170 and 210, depending on the model. But I think that lower temperature allows you to have food plated. And if someone's running late from work or taking somebody to a practice or something like that, you can leave that food. And everyone's getting warm food. You're not relying on that microwave nearly as often. As well on holidays, the ability to make appetizers earlier in the day before your company comes and have them plated and ready to go. And the roast already in the oven. That's great. I think for a lot of people, they can't fit two ovens, but always would love to. A warming draw takes the curse and allows you to do a lot more with the singular oven. So I could give you a million reasons why I think a warming draw would probably be that one thing you never considered. And if you had and used one, you'd never do another kitchen without.
Yeah, no question. And like you said, it's such a convenience factor. And certainly on the big holidays, like a Thanksgiving that just passed, you know, I can attest myself, the turkey takes up pretty much the entire oven. So to have the warming drawer to be able to cook everything early and throw everything right in there, keep it warm for a couple more hours before you're plating it. But really just that every single day use.
How about pizza? Listen, you know, I like it. But that the idea that, you know, pizza after it's sat for a little bit, someone might be running late or you might be having people over for a couple of hours watching a game. You know, it's honestly endless what it can do. And when it's not in use, you know what? It's a draw.
Yep,
so exactly. So if you're that person that says, I don't use it every day, on those holidays when I need it, you need it.
Yep.
Great. It's a draw the other 360 days a year, or whatever, 50 days a year.
Works great on pizza, buffalo wings, and pots and pans.
Yeah.
There we go. That's everything on warming drawers. Thanks for tuning into this episode of Appliance Advisors.
Want more appliance insights? Hit the subscribe button, turn on the notifications to never miss out on our latest episodes.
If you're interested in discovering more, check out our suggested video right here for expert advice on your next appliance purchase.
And don't forget to follow us on social media for appliance tips and updates from Yale Appliance.
Your feedback is what shapes our series. Like what you saw, give us a thumbs up, share it with your friends, and drop your thoughts in the comments below. We love hearing from you.
Stay informed and inspired on all your appliance needs. This is Appliance Advisors signing off.